Where are our union leaders today? And what have they got to say about this appalling behaviour from a union thug? This time it's a CFMEU bully intimidating a safety advisor on a building site. The union official can be seen on the Commonwealth Games construction site demanding more safety measures because it's raining. The union bully repeatedly swears at the worker and threatens to shut down the work site on the Gold Coast. Now, the safety worker can be heard telling the CFMEU official that he is trespassing and needs to leave, but the tirade just continues. The CFMEU thug can be heard saying, "You know what? I know your phone number. I know where you live." That's right. The union bully says to the safety official, "I know where you live." The audio starts with the safety advisor complaining at the way the union official drove onto the work site.
"Just another thing, the way you drive in, not on.
What are you going to do about it? You're supposed to be going to do. You want your job shut down for another 2 days. Look at on the mountain.
He's
going to be a safety bloke. The bloke's actually reckon you're not a bad bloke.
The way you drove in is not on. And you're actually trespassing, okay?
You and your corporation and what you represent have killed people, mate. That's a fact.
You're trespassing. You need to leave now.
I'll drive you, eh?
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know your phone number, I don't know where you live, but I'm telling you now, if you don't do your job and protect those workers, I'm telling you now,
you're trespassing, mate.
Mate, do your job. Do your job.
You're trespassing, you need to leave.
Do your job."
The full video is up on 2GB.com if you want to see it for yourself, and its release comes as Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull renews his push for a building and construction watchdog. The government wants the ABCC reintroduced, and legislation to restore it has been debated in Parliament today, but Labor and the Greens are not backing the move. Now, the PM is arguing that the watchdog would stop this kind of union intimidation. Mr. Turnbull says, "We've seen examples after examples of bullying and standover tactics, thuggery and lawlessness of the CFMEU." And he's right about that. It's clear the CFMEU isn't doing anything to clean up its act. Just last week, I brought you the story about union bully boys in the New South Wales CFMEU who are going to keep their leadership roles. And this is despite being found by the Trade Union Royal Commission to have intimidated and even threatened other union officials. But they've been renominated for the New South Wales CFMEU Secretary and Assistant Secretary jobs, and they're guaranteed to be elected in November because nobody wants to challenge them. I wonder why. The video out today is just another reminder of the bully boy culture that's been rampant in the union movement. I would like to know what the union leaders make of it, because I haven't heard much from them today. They're loud when complaining about unfair behaviour, but silent when those responsible are part of their clique. What do the union bosses have to say about workers being intimidated and their family's safety being threatened? "I know where you live." That's what the union bully said. I guess when the bad behaviour comes from the union, they look the other way.